we still need to approve 25. So is there a motion to approve 25 and 26 as amended?
Yes, I move to do that.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, they're approved. 27, responsible. Oh, this is one I've wanted to
navigation.
Cut apart for a while. Responsible for navigating the foundation through technological changes, taking the lead in defining how to harness new technologies to promote Pacifica and its mission, including developing digital distribution policies and procedures, and using digital distribution of programming to increase audience and opportunities for participation in civic media.
Mr. Chairman, this is Arv.
Arv?
I would put in there responsible for navigating using celestial navigation techniques.
Celestial navigation techniques. And
no, thank you. No.
Because you're a sailor.
What I would
suggest is to take it up to responsible for navigating the foundation through technological changes, taking the lead in defining how to harness new technologies to promote Pacifica and its mission, period.
That's fine.
And that's leave fine. The digital distribution,
yeah,
et cetera, because that comes under all of this.
Right.
And it seems like excessive detail. It doesn't mean that there's any desire not to have the ED work on digital distribution, but it seems like too particular to be in the job description, and it always has seemed that way to me. Is there anyone else have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, this is Arv. I happen to share your view.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Well, I would amend it to strike the words following and its mission, just to put a period there.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to amending 27 in that way? Okay, hearing none. 27 now reads, responsible for navigating the foundation through technological changes, taking the lead in defining how to harness new technologies to promote Pacifica and its mission, period.
Perfect.
Okay, so motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Okay, any objection? Hearing none, 27 is approved. Let's see, 28. We have two variants on this, it looks like. I guess it's the question of the first sentence. Oversee/develop affiliate relations and other collaborations, encouraging productive and mutually beneficial relationships. Encouraging the distribution of affiliate programs and overseeing affiliate relations.
Let's see.
Seems a bit repetitive.
Overseeing affiliate relations.
I would just take the first sentence and then delete the second sentence.
That's it.
I don't see what it adds.
No.
Nothing.
Just the one in bold. Yeah. I think that's just fine.
Yeah.
Just
anyone have a different idea? Okay. If there's no objection, I'll amend it. We'll amend it. To read, oversee/develop affiliate relations and other collaborations, encouraging productive and mutually beneficial relationships.
That's it.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve 28?
I move to approve it.
So moved.
Any objection? Hearing none. 28 is approved. 29, promoting activities and development that makes it possible for Pacifica to maximize its audience and expand its membership and technical capacity.
That's fine.
Seems good.
Seems good to me. Yeah.
Logical.
Good.
Motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Okay. Is there any further comment or is there any objection?
No.
Hearing none, 29 is approved. Moving on to legal. Under the direction of the Foundation's General Counsel and other attorneys as needed, manage litigation and other legal matters, notifying the PNB of any significant legal developments.
Kathy, on the stand.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead. And Nia after you. Go ahead, Kathy.
The difficulty I have with this is that it gives the general counsel direction over the ED, and I feel that the ED should have direction over the general counsel. Because the counsel is the employee, in a sense, or the hire.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that the counsel should be telling the ED what to do. But the counsel should be doing what the ED directs. I could see the counsel giving counsel, but not direction.
Okay. If you're through,
I am.
Nia, comment?
Yeah, that's true too. I'm looking at B, but I guess I'm jumping the gun, right?
Yes, this is Doc. Can I get on the stack, please?
Sure, Doc. Nia, how are you jumping the gun? By moving on to B, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think B is...
Go ahead,
A.
Huh?
Mr. Chairman, point of information.
Sarv, what's your point?
Is this A and B, is this one or the other?
Yeah, I think, well, it's presented as one or the other. I mean, we're not constrained
to
that.
Sorry, Jack.
Okay, Nia?
And I'd like to continue. I actually prefer B.
You prefer B. Okay. Evelyn?
I was pretty much going to say the same thing, but I think it's important that, you know, the ED also understand, and we know that ED is not a lawyer.
That's right.
And if legal counsel advises her, him or her, of what, you know, legally, that's what we're paying them for. And not for the ED to direct counsel in terms of what the action should be, but what, you know, to understand what our position is and what the options are legally.
Yeah, as I recall, the argument for B was that the ED, you know, may not want that responsibility. But I understand Kathy's point that under the direction of creates an accountability problem.
Right.
Where the ED should ultimately be accountable for the management of the litigation, even though the ED may not want to directly manage that litigation. So I don't find either A or B fully satisfactory. They seem to neither one seems to hit where we want to get to.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Could we table that for a bit? I think I need to be thought about it a little further. I think it's pretty important matter.
Yeah, it is a really important item. There's a motion to table. Anyone object to coming back to this?
Coming back to it.
Or does anyone have an idea right now how to resolve it? Okay.
This is Kathy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say I would like to just strike A and come back to B.
Yeah, I sort of like that route. Yeah. Managing litigation and other legal matters.
This is Nia.
Nia, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to table both because the ED hires the general counsel, so maybe we should table both. Maybe we'll try to come up with language that incorporates both.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Why don't we just table this for now, and we'll come back. We'll just be sure not to forget. Come back to it in case we get through this document tonight. We'll have something completed. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Kathy, is that okay?
Yeah. We are at 60 minutes, just to let you know, so we have 10 minutes left of the 70 minutes.
Wow. And what do we have here? We're at 31. Well, we might be able to get there in about 20 minutes. Okay, thanks, Nia. 31, developing and enforcing procedures and policies to maintain confidentiality on legal, personnel, and other appropriate matters.
Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I think that would work if it was in collaboration with human resources.
Okay, so we just add that to the end. In collaboration with Human Resources.
Human Resources Director.
Mr. Chairman? Ms. Arv?
Ms. Arv, go ahead.
I'm thinking out loud here, and I'm not quite so sure if this is appropriate. I think the ED is usually responsible for the management side of the network. And when it comes to PNB and its committees, whatever, confidentiality issue, it takes on a different kind of complexion. So I hope that this does not mean that these are applicable towards PNB, that somehow the ED is telling the PNB what should be considered by them as confidential and therefore dictating to them a policy as such.
I see the problem that you're pointing out, Sarv, that if you make the ED responsible for confidentiality on the, say, the, in the governing, in the governance structure,
right,
that's not fair.
Right.
So how about we, may I?
Yeah, okay, Nia, go ahead.
Accept, maybe we put accept governance or something like that.
Mr. Chairman, somehow we have to make a distinction here that this is for the management side of the network.
Yeah.
This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, you have a suggestion?
Could we, instead of saying developing, just say enforcing or monitoring, something like that, procedures and policies? So not presuming that the ED would develop the policies, but would be responsible for making sure that they occur. Because isn't it the PNB that develops the policy?
May I answer, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah. Okay, Sarv, go ahead.
I think that on the management side of it, the stations, you know, when they develop policies, they have all different kind of policies with it, and they would be different than on our side, the governance side of policies. So I'm just wondering, so that we don't cause any confusion,
yeah,
that an ED would, you know, begin to dictate to the governance what they should or shouldn't do,
yeah,
and vice versa. That, you know, that's, so I'm just...
Yeah. Maintain confidentiality.
But don't you think...
Go ahead, Nia.
Do you think just for except for governance? That should make it plain. What else is there? If it's not governance, then it's everything else that doesn't pertain to governance.
Well, you know, local station board, LSBs, they have a policy.
That's governance.
Governance, yeah. So except for the governance policies.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So you could put excluding governance?
Yeah.
After appropriate matters?
Yeah.
Right.
Something like that.
This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
Well, to me, that doesn't exactly work because the ED would be responsible for enforcing the procedures that might be put forth by governance, and we wouldn't want them to be, say, that they don't have to enforce those procedures.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we say accept governance, it means that, well, if they're not required to enforce procedures provided by the PNB.
Chairman.
Which is true.
Mr. Chairman, could I add a little bit to it?
Okay, Sarv.
What I was going to say was that the ED is not responsible for enforcing some
right.
of the things on LSB.
Right.
ED is responsible for, you know, for example, on policies within the station regarding
yeah.
confidentiality and other legal matters, personnel matters, and so on. But LSBs, ED cannot enforce things on them.
No. That's not what I'm sorry, Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
That's not what I was suggesting, that the ED enforce anything on the PMB or LSBs. But if the LSB or PMB creates a policy that affects the stations, wouldn't the ED be responsible for carrying out that policy?
On the management side of it, yes.
This is Nia.
Okay. Kathy, are you through?
I am.
Okay, Nia.
Okay. The way the sentence, you can break the sentence down into two sentences. One would be developing and enforcing procedures and whatever is there, right? The other sentence would be developing and enforcing procedures except whatever the word that you came, words you came up with, except for governance. That's how it would read. Okay? Because the ED doesn't develop and enforce procedures for governance.
Right.
That's not within his or her purview. So that works well if you break the sentence down into two parts.
That doesn't make sense to me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what you meant.
Okay. Take the whole sentence. Developing and enforcing procedures and policies to maintain confidentiality. And because of my eyesight, it's large, so on the side, I'm missing on this. I have to put back and forth, right? That's one sentence. Except for governance, right? Wasn't that what you had, Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
That's one sentence. If you take it, developing and enforcing procedures except for governance. That's the other sentence. Those are the two distinct features of his or her responsibilities, or not.
Kathy, understand?
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, Nia. I just don't feel that the words convey that to me. Because when you say accept governance, so I understand that the ED cannot develop or enforce anything for the PNB, but if the PNB passes a policy, wouldn't the ED be responsible for enforcing that policy?
Yeah, that's a whole, right, but that's quite different from saying he or she's developing and enforcing the procedure for governance.
Yeah, I'm sort of inclined to think that it could be monitoring and enforcing procedures and policies to maintain confidentiality on legal personnel and other appropriate matters in collaboration with Human Resources Director. And I think maybe excluding governance isn't necessary because that's not going to be the Executive Director's job anyway.
Right. We can't just leave it like this.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that maybe this concern is overblown.
Okay.
But changing developing to monitoring, Kathy's idea, I think is good. Because the board will be developing some policies.
Right.
And it doesn't preclude the ED from developing anything.
Right. That's fine.
So what would you think of monitoring and enforcing procedures and policies to maintain confidentiality on legal personnel and other appropriate matters in collaboration with the Human Resources Director?
I have a question.
Yeah. Nia, go ahead.
I don't want to be a dead horse yet. So you're saying that as the leader of the foundation, he or she cannot develop a procedure for staff in terms of confidentiality?
Well, monitoring and enforcing.
But he or she can't develop something? I mean, you just don't want an order taker. We want somebody who, if he or she sees something wrong, at least that's the kind of leader that I like to be. You want to be able to say, look, I think this should be developed to prevent this particular problem. I don't think we should limit the person from
developing. Maybe it should be developing, monitoring, and enforcing.
Exactly. But definitely developing. Because Lord knows, I could think of a few things.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sarv.
Sarv, go ahead.
You know, we're leaving out a lot of, we have a code of conduct within the organization. We have a whole lot of other policies and procedures, and we just this, we're singling out confidentiality. And it's, you know, I just wonder if it's not just part of a whole lot of slew of other, other things.
Well, it, you know, I mean, it could be taken out altogether as being maybe overly specific and not really necessary.
You know, a human resource, but human resource person, every ED is going to know that you got to have confidentiality on legal matters and personal matters. And, you know, and we trying to just nitpick each, even singling out one thing, and I'm not quite so sure if it's good or bad.
I'm getting ambiguous on it.
Yeah.
Anyone have a comment here? Any way out of this?
I strongly think that we should leave it in.
Leave it in.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys 90%, you know, 99%, but I think that that needs to be left in. I'm thinking of things, but we're on a live stream that I don't want to say.
Yeah.
I think that we should keep it in. I think it's good to have it.
I have no problem leaving it in.
Well, how about developing, monitoring, and enforcing
procedures
and policies?
Yeah.
Maintain confidentiality on legal personnel and other appropriate matters in collaboration with the human resources director.
That's fine with me.
Happy?
Yep.
Well, I'm beginning to wonder about the part on confidentiality. As is that the whole point of this statement, or is it about enforcing policies? If we're making a statement about enforcing policies, then it should be broad. If we're making a statement about confidentiality, then I think...
Oh, I know how to do that.
I see what you're saying.
Mr. Chairman, I have a solution to this.
Sarv, what's your solution?
It's developing, monitoring, and enforcing policies and procedures, and to maintain confidentiality on legal personnel and other appropriate matters.
Oh, that's good.
I told you every once in a while I do. It's not too frequent, but I...
So this would broaden the scope of 31 away from confidentiality into policies and procedures generally.
Yes.
Developing, monitoring, and enforcing procedures and policies, and to maintain confidentiality on legal personnel and other appropriate matters in collaboration with the Human Resources Director.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why I did not take up Kathy's...
Kathy, does that serve your concern?
Yeah, it does. That's fine.
Okay, is there a motion to approve 31 as follows? Developing, monitoring, and enforcing procedures and policies, and to maintain confidentiality on legal personnel and other appropriate matters in collaboration with the Human Resources Director.
Good.
Okay. Any objection?
No.
Hearing none. At 31.
Chair.
Okay, Nia.
I move to extend for half an hour.
Half an hour.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point of personal privilege.
Sir, point of personal privilege.
I have to leave in about 10 minutes, so I just want to let you know that I'm looking
for... Okay, well, how far we can get. Okay, is there any objection to extending by a half hour? I think we can probably do this in less, but maybe not. Okay, hearing no objection, time is extended. Promotion 32, serving as spokesperson for the Pacifica Foundation, representing it in business relationships with other national and state nonprofits, government agencies, the media, professional organizations, and similar groups. Any comment?
No problem.
Move to approve.
I second that.
Okay. There's no discussion on 32. Is there any objection to approving 32? Hearing none, that's approved. 33, expanding positive public awareness of Pacifica through community events, media outreach efforts, and development of promotional campaigns.
Amen.
You like the way I put emphasis on positive?
That is so pitiful that you have to put that in there. Lordy, move to approve. But I like it, though.
Okay.
That's right.
Is there any comment on 33?
But we put that
move
in bold
approve.
And highlight.
Okay. There's no objection.
Thank you.
33 is approved. 34. oversight of all brand, 34, oversight of all branding, visibility, public communications done under the imprimatur of the Pacifica Foundation and its stations, archives, and website.
What's that A or B?
B is to admit altogether. So one of the participants just wanted to get rid of this.
Mr. Chairman, that was pretty brief, and I'm for brevity.
You think it's brief? Okay. Who was asking to
this
speak?
Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I think that I'm not sure what this means.
That's right.
Oversight of all branding, visibility, public communication. What does that really mean?
That's why I want.
Does that mean that nobody at the stations can do anything publicly? Without.
No.
What does it mean? I mean, because each of our stations are very different.
That's right.
You know, some have music focus, some have more public affairs focus. I mean, and they're dealing with specific regions that are very different. So I just don't understand what that means.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Sarp.
Okay, Sarp, go ahead.
My philosophy is if we don't understand, then we just omit.
All right. Anyone else? I mean, I see Kathy's problem with it, and I'm not sure that you can give this authority to the ED and not still have the same problem that the stations are going to communicate on their own in their own way. Anyone else care to comment? We have, I guess, a motion to omit 34 altogether. Kathy, would that serve your purpose if we simply omit it?
It would, yes. I would move to admit it.
Thank you.
To go with B, admit altogether.
Okay. Anyone else? Nia? I think we lost Doc. She's got an LSB meeting. Well, all right. There's a motion to omit number 34 altogether. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Any objection to omitting 34? Okay. Hearing none, 34 is deleted. Experience education. 35A reads, the ideal candidate will possess a master's degree and or at least 10 years of relevant radio broadcast experience, including experience as a 501c3 nonprofit manager or similar position, 5 years preferably as a general manager of a non-commercial radio broadcasting station in a major market or similar position. Nia, go ahead.
Would it be worthwhile to repeat here and a proven track record of the fundraising thing that we put up top?
Oh, there are two. Okay, there's A and B.
Yeah, and then there's a B version.
Mm-hmm.
We could add that to either one, I think, and a proven track record of fundraising.
Yeah. Definitely. We absolutely, every not-for-profit that I have dealt with,
yeah,
ED has to have a track record of fundraising.
Any comment on this?
Let's see. Boy.
This is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I like the track record in fundraising. I think that that's significant. I don't particularly think a master's degree is significantly important.
I think
the real world experience is more important. But if a person with a master's degree that has no real world experience doesn't mean anything.
I have to say I'm inclined to agree with Kathy, but anyway. Anyone else? I mean, maybe we should deal with some of the differences between A and B. Master's degree versus college degree.
Ms. Chairman, this is Sarv.
Yeah, Sarv.
Master's degree is a college degree as well. But the master's, it has to be in a relevant discipline of some kind.
Yeah.
communication.
Just master's degree in basket weaving, even though I like basket weaving, it might not be relevant to are some others, you know, who knows what.
Now, when you say the ideal candidate will possess, it doesn't make it an absolute requirement.
Yeah.
I don't think.
And this is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I would, if we're going to say the ideal candidate, I wouldn't say and or. I would say and at least 10 years experience. So I would, and rather than omit people who maybe didn't have the resources to go for a master's degree, I would go with a college degree and at least 10 years of relevant broadcast experience.
So that would be the B part.
Not or. Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be the B version.
The B version and take away the or.
Yeah.
Okay, and make it and.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Including experience. And we have a difference between 2 years and 5 years as a general manager.
I agree with this.
Anyone have a feeling about that?
I don't see that.
Well, it's including experience as a 501c3 nonprofit manager or similar position, either 5 years preferably as a general manager or 2 years preferably as a general manager, depending on whether you're looking at A or B.
It's just too short. 2 years is too short.
Yeah, this is Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy, go ahead.
I would say five because we're upping somebody from a general manager of a station to a manager of a network.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think to manage a network, you need more experience
than
just having.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. Does anyone else have an argument for two years as a GM?
No, against that.
Nobody. Nobody's for it. Okay. No. As a general manager of a non-commercial radio broadcasting station, now one version has in a major market, and the other version omits that phrase.
Well, I think a major market is important to me, Mr. Chairman, because, you know, we are, you know, serving a heck of a big population, and somebody from a very, very small place might not fit it, might not understand the complexities of it.
Yeah.
Kathy, understand?
Okay, Sarve, are you through?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, Kathy, go ahead.
I'm inclined to say, to think that the size of the market is less important as the success that they held in their market, because why would anyone go from a major market to Pacifica in that sense of money? We couldn't really pay someone who's seriously in a major market.
Now when Daveville comes, the market is bad. Everybody's losing their jobs.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too.
Well,
that's
anyway,
true.
So, Kathy, you would be for striking in a major market. You would strike.
Yeah, I would say maybe it's not. I think that we should consider their market, but I don't think it has to be a major market, no.
Yeah.
Because the principles are the same. You could come from a major market and have been a failure, and come from a smaller market and been a success.
Yeah. Sarv, go ahead.
Yeah, I think if a person comes from a major market as a failure, I think we better weed that person out.
But we don't have very good skills when it comes to that.
But my concern is that, you know, we are a network and we are sitting in five major metropolitan areas of the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is true that, you know, some of the general managers on some very, very small stations might be doing an excellent job there. But I think if they come to a network, major network like ours, you know, it's a little different. So I'm just kind of a little bit reluctant to make it too easy. So I don't know how to handle this.
Mr. Kathy?
Okay.
Since this is a job description that's going to be publicized, I feel that to put major market might prevent what a very good person considering the job if they're not in a major market. You know, and I feel that there may be a lot more people, the pool will be much greater for us to choose from if we open it up to successful managers that might be a major market. I mean, it may be a market that would be translatable. Maybe it would be from a market that covers a lot of, you know, the Latino public population, or maybe it's a market, you know what I mean? So it, I just feel that it's limiting.
Okay.
And who might respond?
Nia, I haven't heard you weigh in. Have you got an opinion on this one?
Like I said, nowadays I think it would be easy to get somebody from a major market. Times are really, really mad. I mean, I hear both sides of the arguments. Mm. I can live without it saying a major market. My only thing is make sure that we add back in there a proven track record of fundraising.
Yeah.
Because I would be willing to, if somebody knows media, and let's say the person worked in a commercial radio, let's say 5 years and went someplace else, it's not a commercial radio broadcasting location, but is raising a heck of a lot of money, I would be inclined to take that person.
Uh-huh.
So I'm fine with leaving out a major market.
Leaving it out.
Yeah.
Sarv, can you live with that?
I have no problem, but my concern is that, you know, we have, it's a fairly, you know, our network, I'm sure it might look small to, you know, the big guys, you know, but as for the nonprofit goes, public network, I think we are fairly big, and you know, and we're pretty effective and influential in the country, really. I mean, and I want to make sure that you know, complexities in our finance, you know, like when a person is engaged at a, you know, like I do with my own household finances and stuff like that. You know, they're much smaller scale. And if I come from a small, you know, kind of a station, and then where it's very easy to put my arms around the problem. And this is a huge, humongous, big thing here. Because I noticed, you know, many, many times, even some people who have within the Pacifica for a while, and, you know, sometimes they come, even they have a little harder time grasping the scope of it. So that's why, you know.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'm sort of torn on this as well. I can't quite.
Maybe we can come back, take a little more on it. That's, you know.
Chair?
Yeah, Nia, go ahead.
So could we put both in? Non-commercial radio basketball, radio broadcasting station.
In a major market or similar positions.
Yeah.
Maybe similar positions
sort of
mitigate.
Yeah.
Kathy?
Yeah.
If you read a little bit further, it says in a major market or similar position.
Yeah, that one, that would do it.
It's
hello?
Kathy?
This is Kathy. I'm sorry, I was muted. What does that mean, a similar position to what?
To a GM of a non-commercial radio station in a major market or something similar. So maybe...
I don't like the major market part. I mean, even if one of the affiliate managers wanted to apply, they may not have a major market, but they have a good sense of what Pacifica is.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
I don't know.
I'm sort of torn on it. I can't quite figure out.
Mr. Chairman?
But wouldn't that be a similar position, though? The person's in a major market, but the person's in a similar position.
I don't know what it
is. Yeah.
Similar market? How about similar market?
A similar market to what?
To a major market would be a major market.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't work.
Well, let's see.
I don't think that works because... Oh, we're getting hung up on this phrase.
Yeah, well, let's can we come back to it or something? Think it over more, you know? I think it's important, too.
We only have 14 minutes left of the 30.
And I'm ready to leave.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it. The only question here is in a major market. I mean, we could vote, and that would settle it. The ideal candidate will possess a college degree and at least 10 years of relevant radio broadcast experience, including experience as a 501c3 nonprofit manager or similar position, 5 years preferably as a general manager of a non-commercial radio broadcasting station. At this point, we either have in a major market or not, or similar position and a proven track record of fundraising.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sarv.
Kathy, on the back, please.
Okay. Sarv and then Kathy. Sarv, go ahead.
I was thinking that, you know, our similar position with a track record, I think that, you know, with a 35A, then I could buy into that. You know.
Okay. You mean without in a major market?
You know, non-commercial radio broadcasting station, then it has to have some kind of a similar kind of a size and scope.
Yeah.
Size and scope, you know, like...
I'm kind of leaning towards including it. Okay. Sarah, are you through?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, Kathy?
When I'm looking at B, when it says... or a similar position, what that means to me, as somebody who has not been a general manager, but has done something similar to being a general manager. Is that what that means?
Yes. That's correct. That's correct. Similar position, the position is general manager, so it would be similar to being a general manager.
Okay.
But not a broadcasting station, but of anything?
Well, maybe in media of some sort.
Well,
maybe should we put it to a vote on in a major market?
I would, you know.
Yes, please, because half an hour is almost up.
So, okay.
And everybody's not going to get his or her idea down on this.
Yeah.
We always have a second time. We can, you know, when it always goes back to the PNB, we can discuss it if we really have to.
Yeah, we can bring it up again at the PNB.
Yeah,
level.
If we need to. Yeah.
Okay, why don't we just because there's three that will be voting, and we should be able to agree on this.
If there's no objection,
go to a vote.
35A, I move to 35A with modified with a track record, you know.
Okay, without the master's degree. It's changed
with
the
master's
college
degree.
With master's?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're moving.
Some kind of a degree. You've got to have some kind of degree there.
It says college degree, but you want master's?
Okay, college degree, that's fine.
College degree. Because I thought we had agreed on that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
But it will include in a major market.
Yeah.
And a proven track record of funding.
Right, right.
Okay. If there's no objection, we can go to a vote.
I have no objection to going to a vote.
Okay.
Okay.
Nia, how do you vote on that?
To include in a major market.
To include, yes. Was that your vote?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you vote yes. Okay, Kathy?
No.
Okay, no. Okay, Sarv?
Yeah, I vote okay for now. I vote yes on it.
Okay.
Might change my mind later, but I will.
Okay, so that, we'll pass that in committee. Maybe we can revisit it
right.
At the PNB.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we've just approved is the ideal candidate will possess a college degree and at least 10 years of relevant audio broadcast experience, including experience as a 501c3 nonprofit manager or similar position, 5 years preferably as a general manager of a non-commercial radio broadcasting station in a major market or similar position, and a proven track record of fundraising.
Thank you.
So that's
approved.
If there's no objections,
that's
approved. Okay, fine.
Mr. Chairman, I have to leave, and I'm sorry. I got it.
Okay, Sarv. We can continue as long as we have three.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
This is Kathy.
Okay. Kathy.
Are we still having to go to executive session before?
If we want to talk, I can't really talk about it in open session.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of the timing, because it's already going on 10:30.
Yeah.
And I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, and 10:30, huh? I'm a little concerned about leaving this ED job description unfinished. And
can we reschedule the executive session?
I'd be happy to.
Okay. I don't think I could get through both of those meetings tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we can do that.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Here we go. Skills and abilities. 36, executive management skills, e.g., financial program planning, managerial expertise, human relations resources. Any comment on 36?
Executive management.
Motion to approve 36. Nia, was that you? Okay.
I'm second.
Okay. If there's no objection, then 36 is approved. 37, demonstrated radio broadcasting skills and experience in all facets of electronic broadcasting, including journalism, news, programming, distribution, marketing, and fundraising.
Yes.
The B version states simply broadcasting industry skills and experience, including programming, distribution, marketing, and fundraising.
I move to approve B. I'm A. A. Yeah, big
okay.
Oh. May I just say why for you?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll put you on the stack, Kathy. Okay, go ahead, Nia.
In this time of electronic everything, I think it's absolutely critical that we have somebody who is savvy about electronics. That's the major difference that I see with that one. People are listening differently. It's not that we're losing audience. Obviously, you know, we're not. But people are just listening differently. I think that's absolutely critical.
Okay. Kathy?
I think what I like about B is the sort of the industry skills as opposed to limiting it to just radio skills. So I like demonstrated skills, but for me the difference is one says radio, and the other seems broader than radio.
Mm.
So if we could say demonstrated radio, maybe, and broadcast in, and or broadcast industry, so that we can broaden it beyond radio.
Yeah. I like that. Nia, could you live with that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Industry, okay. So we'll amend A to make it demonstrated radio and or broadcast industry skills and experience in all facets of electronic broadcasting, including journalism, news, programming, distribution, marketing, and fundraising.
Yeah, perfect.
Kathy, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll approve.
If there's no objection, we'll approve. 37A is amended. 38. Ability to work cooperatively with the board of directors, staff, and station management.
Oh, God, yes.
Any other comments? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think that's an important one.
Yeah, it is important. Okay, is there any objection to approving 38?
No objection.
Hearing none, 38's approved. Excellent communication skills, written and oral. Boy, I agree with that.
Move to approve.
Okay, any objection?
No.
Hearing none, 39 is approved. 40, the ability to provide visionary leadership in a diverse, multicultural, and intellectually charged environment.
Absolutely. This is...
Okay.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
What does intellectually charged?
I was wondering, is that what we're charged with? I think it really is our
subtle way of saying that it's going to be hard?
I think that's what I think they're saying. Contentious environment.
There's some people who are very passionate. People who are very, 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 very.
I would
have
say
some brilliant people.
Sorry, how about that?
Dynamic
environment or.
This is an intellectually charged environment, trust me.
Well, maybe there needs to be more than just visionary leadership, but some capacity to pull together or to negotiate or, I don't know. But I just don't understand intellectually charged.
Yeah, it's a little strange. It sounds like a euphemism for something.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
No, intellect. It's really what they mean is politically charged. Ability to provide visionary leadership in a diverse, multicultural, and...
Believe it at that.
Why not? Diverse, multicultural environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... probably.
Yeah, that's it.
That's probably the root of some of this, anyway.
That is it. Although it is intellectually charged, but
Well, this is Kathy. I don't know if I would call it intellectual, the charge.
Yeah, it's almost something.
The charged environment is not really intellectual.
Yeah. I agree with you, Kathy. I don't think that phrase really means anything.
Yes, it does. Who wrote it? That's that person who wrote that.
I don't know. But it doesn't communicate whatever was meant. Okay. How about this? So it's the motion is to amend and simply keep it. The ability to provide visionary leadership in a diverse multicultural environment.
I think that's good.
You okay with that, Nia?
Oh yeah, but I'm just laughing because I know exactly what they meant when it's intellectually charged.
Yeah, okay. All right, if there's no objection, we'll approve 40 as amended.
No objection.
Hearing none, it's approved. Okay, 41A, demonstrated ability to work in a complex organization with high expectations of transparency. That's a sort of a funny way to put it.
I think we should scrap that.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean...
Yeah. It just seems goofy, really. I don't understand that. But okay, so we agreed we'll scrap 41.
Intellectually charged.
Yeah.
Intellectually charged.
Put it in that file.
Yeah, okay, there it goes. It's gone. Okay, hearing no objection, 41 is gone. 42, a personal commitment to peace, economic, and social justice.
And what's the end?
And? Yep. Something... like something left the draft somewhere. Wonder if I've got
it. I think that's a good one. I think that's a very good one.
Yeah. I can try to find it's in an earlier. Looking at an earlier draft. Nah, it's not there. Hi, did someone join us?
Yeah, AC.
Oh, hi, AC.
Yeah.
Bird! Hello, the bird flew in.
No, I don't know what that and is for. I can't find what it is.
I move that we strike and.
Yeah, we strike and. Personal commitment
to peace,
economic, and social justice, period.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
okay.
Right.
Any objection to 42 as amended?
Nope, move to approve.
Okay, that's approved. 43, experience working in a volunteer-driven, grassroots, and social change institution, preferably in the field of radio broadcast media.
Let me read that one again.
Sounds like a movement experience.
Yeah. This is Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy, go ahead.
I kind of object to that. I mean, maybe it would be okay to say it's desirable that the person would have some experience.
Yeah.
But I don't want anyone coming in to think that they should co-opt the radio station as part of some movement.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
that movement might be, even if it's a good one, we're a radio station. And so I think that having someone with that experience is a good confirmation of their spirit and intention, but I don't think we should require that as something, because it's a broadcast media is not a movement.
Right.
Yeah.
I tend to agree, but AC, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I assume we're talking about the ED here.
Yeah, this is the ED job description, item 43.
I disagree with Kathy. Broadcast media is just as much a part of the movement for justice as anything else. It depends on what, the assumption otherwise is assuming that you're making the assumption that the media is neutral. And we live in a society where the media is not at all neutral. That is the dominant media. And they are very much involved in promoting the ideas and theories that expressed on Wall Street. So I don't see anything wrong with the statement. I wouldn't want to take out of the picture that they shouldn't have movement experience in broadcast media. Because,
this is Kathy. Okay, sorry.
It depends on what we're talking about. I mean, I don't make the assumption that the media is neutral. And I think that if you make the assumption that it's neutral, then you can say that. But if it's not neutral, there's no reason why that you can be both a very accomplished news person, still be objective to the extent that it goes. I think Amy is a movement analyst as well as an objective journalist with a certain perspective and a certain point of view. And Fox News is not an objective analyst, but they are represent a certain point of view, and you could say the same for CNN and some of the other people.
Okay. Kathy, you asked to be recognized again. Nia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kathy, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, the statement before 42 says a personal commitment to peace, economic, and social justice. So we are addressing the person's perspective with regard to that. But to require that the person has experience as part of the grassroots social change field, to me, is too much to require. I could see it saying that maybe it's preferable to have had some of this experience, but not that it's listed there like it is as a requirement, because to me that Pacifica has a mission, so the person needs to come in and serve the Pacifica mission, not come in and co-opt the radio station into a movement. I believe that our radio station covers all movements of social change, peace, and economic justice, not to itself be co-opted by any of those movements. So my point is more subtle. I'm not saying that the media doesn't have an impact. Of course it does. But the first and foremost, we're a broadcast media that covers these issues and not itself to become any particular movement.
Yeah. Kathy, could you live with putting preferable at the end of 43? As a compromise, maybe?
preferable?
Yeah.
Do you have it? I'm sorry.
I'm concerned. I'm very concerned about that one.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Nia.
All right, Kathy, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I mean, if it was taken out of the fact that it was a qualification, because what here is a personal commitment to peace, economic, and social justice. And, you know, that's fine. Maybe, so, I don't know. I just think it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know how to express it.
Right. Okay.
Better.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. The reason I like it, and I'm going to, I'm trying to choose my words very carefully because we're on a live stream.
Yeah.
I think it's important to have someone who is sensitive to social change. This I can say in public. For example, our general manager, Tony Riddle, I think he's an excellent general manager because he came out of a quote-unquote movement. And the movement is what gave him a certain level of consciousness. And I'm not saying that anybody's going to turn it into a movement, but we need someone with that type of sensitivity. Contrast that to a former ED that we had who did not come out of any of those things, who I thought was just totally insensitive to a social justice organization. And that's why I'm a little concerned about taking it out. I think it's absolutely important to leave it there. I think it's worth it to leave it there than it's not to take it out. You guys could read between the lines.
Okay. This is Kathy. I'd like to respond to that, please.
Okay, Nia, are you through?
I was going to say that I moved to accept it and we voted up or down because we only have three left.
Yeah.
And the time is drawing nigh. I have to be out of here.
Yeah, getting late. Okay. Kathy, your last comment?